views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, to another full week, another wonderful week of Angels and Answers with Sky and Artie.
Hey, everyone. It's so good to be here with you. Now, listen, everybody, I want you to take down this number so you can call us up and you can get your little mini readings from Artie or myself. And it is the station number. So grab a pencil and a paper. Here we go. It's 800-930-2819.
Bingo.
I'm going to repeat that for you guys. 800-930-2819. We'd love to hear from you. Is something bothering you, or you'd just like to know about a little something? Give us a call. We'll be so happy to read you. Now, if you'd like a wonderful reading, either psychically or mediumship with Artie, his number is
877-ANGEL-02, or you can go to my website, ArtieHoffman.com. And I just want everyone to know I'll be at the Compass Massage in Ocean City on July 1st. So all of you Southern Jersey people, y'all, if you want to get a reading and meet with me in person, feel free. I'd love to see you.
And my number, if you'd like to have a reading with me, either psychically or mediumship-wise, my number is 908-500-1474. And guys, we are always at your disposal. We're always here working for you because you are important to us. We have a great topic today, huh, Artie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Also, I wanted to tell people, yes, if anyone needs a companion and they're scared to go on a cruise ship by themselves or go on the airlines to some resort or Hawaii, I'm more than happy to accommodate. I'll read you there. I'll read you back.
You got it.
If you're buying, I'm buying.
You are so
summertime.
Summertime
fun. Summertime fun.
You see, guys, the way he is on the radio, this is the way he is in real life. This guy is he's so spontaneous. He floors me. He's so funny. You're a good friend. You're my little brother.
I love you, man.
Let me pinch you out.
Ouch. I'd give you a purple nurple.
Can't get through this.
Forget about it.
We were just talking about that today. Oh, my God. For any of you ladies out there who were endowed by our creator with machine gun heavy tops.
Well endowed on top. Ooh, and front.
My goodness, girls. I know what you're going through, honey. Yeah, in the summertime, it's a lot worse.
Really?
Yeah. Because they're so heavy. You know, I would lose 50 pounds instantly if they cut them off. Mm-hmm.
For good reasons only.
Oh, of course. Of course. But
that would still bring you down to 50 pounds. It would still bring it down to a C.
Right? I'm telling you. You know, when my doctor gives me the examination, he has to use two hands to hold them. He always makes this reference to bowling balls, and I don't like it. Oh, God, how did
that's
we get on
too
this
funny
topic?
I don't that's know. Too funny. But anyway, no, but today's topic, today's topic is sometimes being silent is your best move.
Not like myself.
Yeah, unlike Sky. No, because what happens is that when you are constantly
flapping your drawers.
Right. When you're constantly flapping your drawers and you're constantly expressing everything of what's going on. I mean, it's good to have open communication. Don't get me wrong. But if the other person is not willing to accept the truth, if the other person is not willing to compromise with you, if it seems to be very arrogant, the way the conversation is going, then, you know, if somebody just wants to vent, rather than being a part of their emotional turmoil, a lot of times it's better just to sit there, listen to what they have to say, understand the direction of where their intentions are and where they're going, and then just, you know, make your moves accordingly.
This is very good advice. You know, it's also good because then the person that you're having this confrontation with is not 100% sure of what you're thinking either.
Yeah, let them put their foot in their
mouth.
Exactly. Rather than you, you know.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Tune in to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
All right, welcome.
Welcome back, everybody. Sorry for that little glitch. And we had some technical problems, but we're back on.
We're home.
So, but what we were saying before was about, you know, as far as silence could be your greatest virtue.
They do say silence is golden.
Yeah. And so what happens is that, again, when your partner or your kids or your business, you know, associates are venting and stuff, you know, if you're yelling also, you don't have any kind of control, you know. And if your other if the person who you're dealing with, allow them to keep, you know, it's like Muhammad Ali when he created the rope-a-dope. He would just sit there, cover up, and he would let the other person just fight him and fight him and fight him and fight him until he tired out. And once they were tired out, then he'd go in for the kill. But what happens is that when you're allowing the other person to speak nonstop and you're just being a really good listener, you don't have to agree with them. You can say to them, I understand. I understand what you're saying. I understand. But when you say, I understand, what you're doing is you're giving them acknowledgement that you understand their point of view. You're not saying that you're agreeing with them.
Right.
You know, the funny thing is that when kids, you know, say to their, say to the adults or their parents, say, oh, you just don't understand. And like my attitude is, I understand, I just don't agree.
Right.
You know, and a lot of people think that you're not listening, or you might think that your partner or your friend or whoever isn't listening. And it just could be just because they don't agree. That's all it is, you know.
I think it's a very good technique for being heard, because, you know, they do say when you speak to somebody in a very monotone, quiet voice, you are really apt to be heard above someone who's shouting, even though they are shouting. But some people, really most people, all people, will always listen to the person who is speaking quietly and calmly and gently. So those people always get their words across a lot easier than someone who's shouting. And it's kind of like the same concept. When you're hot, you're in an argument, and if you just keep your mouth shut, number one, it diffuses the situation. And number two, your partner is not exactly 100% certain about what's going to go on next. So it's really important for you to understand that sometimes the unspoken word is so much stronger than the spoken word. As I know for myself in many situations that I've had where the unspoken word really gave me an edge. It gave me an edge because the person I was dealing with didn't know how I was feeling, and I didn't want them to know how I was feeling, because then it would be like leaving your cards out on the table. And I'm not insinuating or expecting anybody to be dishonest or anything like that. Absolutely not. But what I am saying is sometimes it's best when you're in a heated situation not to let everybody know exactly what you're thinking, because then there's more ammunition, there's more fuel for fire. And when we are in those situations where we want to diffuse an argument, a fight, something like a disagreement, when we are in those situations, there's always someone who's going to win and someone who's going to lose, or you can agree to disagree. But the only way to do that is not to shout back. It is to absolutely maintain a modicum of calmness. Even though it's difficult, I mean, it's easy for me to say that, and it's easy for everyone to say that, but you have to grasp that modicum of control in order to take over the situation. Speak quietly and don't answer, or when you do answer, speak quietly. That was like an oxymoron. Speak quietly and don't answer.
No, the thing is, it's like you're allowing yourself to stay in your zone.
Yes.
Okay? You could stay. When you're not being emotionally so invested in all the drama and all the yelling and the screaming and the sarcasm and all that other crap, when you're just keeping silent, you know what it reminds me of? It's a very good analogy slash metaphor. It's like you're in the ocean and there's lots of waves. And if you stand up, you're going to be affected by the waves and it's going to keep knocking you down and smashing you in the face and bringing you down. But if you submerge yourself underneath the sea level, underneath the water, you're not affected by any of the waves, but yet you're right in the water. So you could be right in the thick of things. You just got to submerge yourself within the situation, and just be a very good observer and allow, like I said, allow the other people to anticipate their direction, and then you could respond. Now, if you're freaking out, you know, especially around your kids, you know, their energy is definitely, you know, your energy is definitely affecting them. So if you're bouncing off the walls, then they're going to bounce off the walls. But if you show, you know, a show of confidence and you show that you're in control and, you know, you talk more through your actions than your words, you are going to be in more control. And like I said, you know, you could talk and talk and talk and talk, but, you know, if you don't pull through on your words on what it is you're trying to express, then, you know, nobody's really going to take you seriously. So, you know, it's learning the art of communication is what it comes down to. So what I was saying is that if you want to really get your point across, you know, sometimes, you know, and I know a lot of people might say taboo to what I'm about to say, but I feel sometimes...
Taboo.
Right, she just said taboo. And it probably is taboo for some people. And like I said, people might not agree with me. But
I agree with everything.
Thank you. But I feel like sometimes it's very good to express yourself also via email. And the reason why I say that is because, and I've been known to write some pretty powerful messages with email. Now, why I like to do that is because I get to express all my emotional feelings. I'm not interrupted. Even though, you know, other people have said, well, you don't give us a chance to respond back to you, you know, and they might be offended by what you have to say. But the thing is, a lot of times, and I'm like this, is that when you're expressing yourself verbally, the other person doesn't allow you to fully express everything what's on your mind because they're not really paying attention to your point of view or what you're trying to get across. So I don't feel like to express an important message via email is always that bad because, like I said, you get your point across. You could reread it. You could restate it. You know, you could rewrite it in different ways in the way that's, you know, in the way that you intended. Now, when you write down your thoughts, it's also very important to write down the intentions behind your actions. Because a lot of times emails could definitely get misconstrued by what you're trying to say. So if you're writing, you know, a point of view of what you're trying to express, sometimes you need to back that up with what your intentions are by what you're trying to say. And, but, you know, there are a lot of times when people try to express themselves via email or through text, there's a lot of miscommunication or misunderstanding because, you know, the way it came across and the way you meant it, the other person totally took it in a different point of view. And depending on what your mood is in and depending on what their mood is in, you can't assume that they are on the same page as you when you are expressing yourself. And that's why I said it's very important for you to express what your intentions are behind your actions.
I agree with that. I agree 100% because there's been a lot of times that I have personally run into miscommunication because people assume that they know what you're going to say without them allowing you to finish. I run into that a lot with my husband, believe it or not. My husband he went to military school. And in military school, they teach them some kind of a listening technique where they're under such pressure that they feel as though they have to, like, finish a sentence. Okay? And it was a terrible, terrible habit.
What is it, like your, for control purposes?
Yeah, to show
that,
yeah. It's, in other words, to show your opponent or the person you're speaking with that you are so there right on the ball that you can even finish their sentence, which I dislike immensely because most of the time he doesn't hear what I really have to say.
Actually, I find that annoying because you're
very annoying.
There's people who I have spoken with, and while I am saying whatever it is I'm saying, you know, they almost, like, you know, sometimes, like, if you're talking, I could talk all the words that you're talking. If I'm really paying attention, and I'm just, like, a half a second behind you repeating everything.
Right.
Like, yes, I'm on the same page. And it's, like, very annoying.
It's tremendously annoying.
It's like listening to static.
And you know what? I've seen him do this with a lot of his
clients.
Yes, a lot of his clients. And I always kick him. Because, I know, it's not nice, but you know what? He's not allowing them to get their words out, and he's misinterpreting. He's actually thinking something completely different of what they want to communicate to him. And I tell him that all the time. He does that with me, too. So, you know, it's really something that should be paid attention to, I believe.
Yeah. Like I said, by just allowing your, you know, partner or the other person to speak their mind, you know, when you jump to conclusions, always assuming the worst, you're creating the energy to be as bad can be.
Right.
And, you know, so it's very important that you, if you don't jump to conclusions, always put it within your power what you would like the outcome to be. And I've been doing that more and more, and it really does work on my behalf.
It does, because I'll bet you any money that helps you in your readings as well. Because when you're getting a thought across from spirit to you, if you, like, start focusing on something else immediately, you're not getting the entire message, right? When you think that, let's say, I know it was me. I'm going to say myself. When I get message from spirit, I'm literally seeing pictures. And when I concentrate on those pictures and I think I have it, and I kind of like not focus on what the pictures are anymore, I get the message cut off. But when I have learned through all the years of doing this that if you just continue to focus on your thoughts and just let it play out altogether, you're not misinterpreting what they're trying to say. And in our business, it's all interpretation, really, because spirit, you know, does a knock on your head and say, "Hi, Sky, how are you? Ready to chat today?" You know, although we would love to hear that, and although we would love that to happen, the reality is that they communicate in many different ways. They communicate by pictures. They communicate by a knowing. They communicate by feeling. They communicate by showing you in real life, making you focus on something that you never would have looked at before. I'll give you, for instance, I was going to do a reading one day, and I was passing this house, and I think I said this on the air before. I passed this house, I passed every single day. Never once did I look at the sign she had in her front yard with her name on it. And I was asking Spirit, you know, getting ready, and Spirit was getting me prepared. And as I said to Spirit, I would like for you to intervene today and give me her name. So as I'm looking around, I'm just paying attention basically to the road. And then my eyes just flashed over to this yard, and I saw the name Paula. And lo and behold, her name was Paula. The people that I was reading for, their mom.
Well, you heard the voice say it to you in your head?
No. It actually was just, you know, I was asking Spirit to help me achieve getting their name.
No, I understand that.
Yeah, and then when I looked over, I saw this name in her front yard, Paula.
When you said you saw her name where?
On a sign in her front yard next to her mailbox.
Oh, okay.
And when I saw that sign, I mean, I've passed this out 100 times before. I've never even noticed that. So that, to me, is Spirit speaking.
Mm-hmm.
But I know enough without my Spirit to know that they're giving me a message.
No, that would be actually a good name for a sign, you know, for people who have who have a signing business, you know, signs like neon signs.
Yeah.
Or it's a sign.
It's a sign. It's a sign.
That's the name of the business. It's a sign. Give us the call. It's a sign.
Nuts. I love it. It's a very good name for a sign company.
Yeah. It's all catchphrases. I really am. I know
it's the king of catchphrases.
I am
really
the king of catchphrases.
Tell them your name of your business. I love that name. It's like outrageous. I think the name of this business, or this particular business that he runs, could not have been more custom made.
You want to know something? I was sitting in Lowe's parking lot, you know, like the Home Depot, not Lowe's theater, but Lowe's parking lot, a hardware store. And I'm sitting there, and a guy comes up to me, walks up to the side of my door, and he told me to roll down my window. And I look at him. I was thinking he wants one of my cards. He goes, I just had to tell you, that is the coolest name I've ever seen in my life. And it's called Peeping Tom's Window Cleaning.
How freaking cool is that?
So check it out. If you want your windows cleaned or a power washing job or anything like that, just give me a call, baby. You could also reach me at 877-ANGEL-02 that way, too, if you want.
Yes, you can. Isn't that a cute name? I think that's an adorable name.
Like I said, the other name that I absolutely, absolutely love, the landscaping business in South Jersey.
Yeah.
Two men and a hoe.
I love that.
That is the funniest. That's even funnier than Peeping Tom. I would hire them just on the name
alone. Absolutely, without a doubt.
You know, I actually had a lady call me up, and she said, you know something? She goes, oh, we have to go to break now. All right. Well, anyway, I just got to finish this quick story. She said, I wasn't even looking for a window cleaner. I was looking for a lawyer. And as soon as I opened up the pages, she said, your ad was the first one that I saw, and I thought it was so funny I had to give you a call. So, all right, everyone, stick around because Artie and Sky, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Doctor loves quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman. She communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the day. When it comes to positive thinking and the law of attraction, many of us could say, been there, done that, read the book. So what happened if we didn't get there, didn't achieve the goal, didn't step into our abundance? Typically, there are some core wounds and core fears that keep us from stepping out. We also have energies in our ancestral lines, our cultural and family codes, and even agreements that keep us in check. So let me challenge you. When you had the desire that burned in your soul, what happened? How did discouragement set in? Why did you stop? What came up for you? Whose voices? Listen, there's hope, but it does not come from suppressing the energy that's within you. We all know it's going to spill out somewhere. So join me on Transformation Talk Radio and Sheer Alchemy, and we're going to find out how we can shift you into the intentions that can manifest for you.
Welcome back, everybody. You know, it's very interesting, that song, Cats in the Cradle, yes, by Harry Chapman.
Harry Chapman.
My friend, Vaughn Smith, who is a dynamite performer, was supposed to open up for him the night that he died. Yeah.
OMG.
Yeah, and he was going to go on tour with him and be his opening act.
Wow.
And it just took a total different direction, turn of his life. And
now, I bet that, that was his kind of big break.
Yeah.
I heard a lot of stories on how he died. I heard that he died in around Brooklyn on the thruway. And it was in
died in a plane crash.
I was told, I was under the assumption that he died on the highway in between Brooklyn and Queens.
No.
You see how this goes? It's like telephone.
Yeah.
Everybody gets a different version of the truth. Well, guy probably died in his bed,
Wow. Yeah, that's funny.
He died in a plane crash?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
That sucks.
It does suck.
You know what? I am so afraid to fly. I've always been afraid to fly.
Really?
Yeah.
You want to know something? Whenever I'm sitting next to someone, if they have a personality where I could have a conversation with them.
Yeah.
And I said this also with my daughter. And I always say, if this plane goes down, you couldn't have been with a nicer person.
You know what? I don't know. Yeah, I feel as though I'm trapped on a plane. I have no control. Right.
That's the reason why people are afraid.
Yeah.
Our people are afraid to fly and stuff like that.
I have absolutely nothing you can do except bend over and kiss your butt.
But goodbye.
That's right.
It's your time. My brother actually escaped death. It wasn't his time. What happened was my oldest brother.
Oh.
Now, my sister-in-law, his wife, used to work for the American Airlines. And so she would book him, because he gets to travel for free.
I hate that.
So she would always book him two flights. So being that he was a traveling salesperson, he was always, traveling all over the place. And she would book him two flights. And in case he doesn't make one, he could just make the other. And so I think it was a flight from Pittsburgh to Chicago or something like that.
Yeah.
And so he could have made the first flight, but he would have to really rush himself. And
right.
He's the type of person I'm not going to overly push myself. He could have made it, but he decided not to. Well, it turns out that plane crashed.
Wow.
That plane crashed. Now, mind you, we didn't have cell phones then. My sister-in-law is freaking out. She didn't tell anybody in the family. She's freaking out thinking that he made the first, because they don't allow the information of the people on flight who made that flight.
Oh, my God.
And so she didn't know if he made that flight. So anyway, he happens to call her a few hours later. Hey, hon, how's it going? She's crying. What's the matter with you? How could you? He goes, what happened? He didn't even know what happened. She says, that plane that I booked you on crashed.
Oh, was he lucky.
And so it just wasn't his time.
That's exactly right. When it's not your time, folks, it's not your time.
Yeah, it's the same thing with 9/11. There's lots and lots of stories where people should have gone to work that day and didn't, or they got there late or whatever.
Do you know that my daughter Lisa was supposed to go that day to the World Trade Center with her husband to an immigration lawyer? And it just so happens that her car got a flat tire halfway there, and they decided to turn home.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And I could have, God forbid, lost her.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just wasn't the time.
No. It's not her. It wasn't her time. Listen, I got hit by a car straight on going 55 miles an hour as a pedestrian. And if it wasn't your time, it's not your time. I didn't die.
Do you want to know something? There was a girl that I was seeing, you know, during that time of 911. Mm. And she was in the PATH station, I think it was, or the subway.
Yeah, they got it too.
Down there. And you know, she was going back home to Weehawken, and it was just her and this one other lady. And this lady, this black lady, was just crying and praying to God, please, God, no, please, God, stop this. Please, God. And she's just looking over at her, saying, why is she pleading? And why is she saying, oh, God, please, please, God, don't make this happen to this, please. You know, and then all of a sudden she turned around and the lady was just gone.
Are you serious?
Yeah. She said she just vanished. She says, I don't even know where she was, but she was crying and begging and pleading to ask God to stop.
It was an angel of some sort.
It was like an angel of some sort to stop it. And I remember that. So
a lot of people, we always think of the people at 9/11, and we always, you know, give our love and prayers to their family and to them. They're happy.
On the other side.
Yeah.
But you want to know something? As horrific as 9/11 was, and it was, I'm not downgrading anything, that horrific situation, for the very few times in American history, has brought every single American together.
That's true.
And there was no color. There was no color.
No,
there was
creed.
No creed. Everybody, strangers were talking to one another.
Yes.
Corporate America was very, very generous. People were very, very generous. And it was just opened up. Like, we really became as one for that short, unfortunately, that short period of time.
Yeah. And you know what? That shows us a really deep lesson. And I don't think that we're all going to be one with spirit until this really happens. It's when we all forget our differences and treat them as likenesses and all come together as one family on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe, I know this is going to sound crazy, maybe I shouldn't even say it. I do believe that there's alien life that walked this planet. I know for
100%.
Sure. Yeah.
That goes without say.
Yes. And I want you all to just stop and realize something. If they're so far advanced that if they wanted to annihilate us, we would have been dust already.
Yeah.
Because this didn't happen yesterday.
Right.
It's years that they've been here, probably hundreds of thousands of years. But yet they don't annihilate us, you know? And yet they teach the government to try to present peace instead of war. And our government is all about the money. That's another issue. But I don't feel as though our government really promotes as much peace as we should have. And
because they have control.
Yes.
If everybody was very well taken care of, if everyone was, you know, again, very well taken care of, then, you know, they would lose power. So to keep everybody off guard, you know, even though poverty isn't a great thing, but again, when there are more people who have less, then the very few have more, and it gives them more power and control. And it really, really sucks.
It does.
And the government 110% knew that 911 was going to happen before it happened. 110%.
Yes.
100% knew. It's all about power and control.
Yes.
And, you know, as the building was crumbling to a perfect fall down, it didn't like tilt over. How can a plane?
Yeah, how could that happen?
How could a plane from that high up?
Something happened.
That high up hit the building, and then all of a sudden the whole building just collapsed in perfect unison. There were explosives that were like being set off to boom, 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 boom to bring it down.
Are you
just
serious?
As it was. Yeah.
From our government?
Yeah.
OMG. Are you serious?
If I'm not mistaken, according to, what's his name? Who was the guy, 911 Fahrenheit, Michael Moore, Michael something, who created exposed the government about many of things. And while the planes were hitting, just as they hit the Twin Towers, the service agent whispered into President Bush's ear while he was reading to the little children in the school that our country's being attacked. that the Twin Towers were just hit. It was whispered to him, and he leaned over to, and then he continued just to talk, to read to the little children. He didn't leave. He just stayed there because he knew exactly what was what, and that the Bin Laden family was with the
Bush.
I
heard.
Were with the Bush family and flew them out.
I heard that.
I'm telling you, it's all about power and control.
Oh my God! Why would our government want to destroy lives like that for no reason?
Well,
at
that's
all.
The same thing. That's the same thing with whatchamacallit, with all the wars, Vietnam and stuff like
was that.
That
like
and
a
hundreds
ploy
and thousands.
To get all the people to go to war.
Yeah, stirs up the economy. I mean, there's many different reasons to why crazy crap things like that happen at
that
the expense of
me.
Human nature.
It disgusts
me. And it really is. It's a shame.
Well,
so.
You know what? You know what? My point is this: this government brings in enough revenue where everybody in this world, everybody in our country, could live well. Really, everybody could live well, but. Unfortunately, it's taken so much is taken by our politicians and our federal government that it doesn't get dispersed to the little guys like us.
Right.
It's unfortunate. But right now we have a lovely caller.
No, we don't. Who's going to wait until break time?
Oh, okay.
Because we have to go for a break. We have a lovely caller who we are going to speak
well,
with.
Well, at least we acknowledge you there, Patty.
That's right.
Hold on, baby.
Right after this commercial break, Sky and I will be right back to read our wonderful friend, Patty.
1, 2, 3.
Turn it up.
And Answer Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
If you stop me up, if you stop me up, my love.
Welcome back, everybody, to another Angels and Answers with Ari Hoffman and Sky Siegel. That's me. Well, we have another, we have a lovely caller. Her name is Patty. She's from Queens.
Give it up, Patty. What do you want? What do you want?
She's been waiting very
What do you want?
She's been waiting very patiently. We're sorry for the delay, Patty. You there, sweetie?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
We can hear you now.
Okay. Artie, how are you? 3 years ago, I told you that I'm writing a book about a retired baseball player. Okay.
Yes.
Now, so I'm still writing the book. It's on and off. Like, I write a little bit, then I give up on it. Then I write a little bit, you know, on and off. But I promised myself, I'm going on vacation next week, so I promised myself that on June 17th, the day, my first day of my vacation, I will work on this book.
Good.
Okay. So, beginning of the okay. I said to myself,
I think you
okay.
should slide home and finish and complete the book.
Okay. Yes. Okay. All right. So, I had a dream about Pasquale, who I call my book. I had a dream that I saw him around Midtown Manhattan back in February, and that he asked me out to dinner. And then I said to him, why? And he got mad that I said, why? So I said to myself when I woke up, maybe I will have an opportunity sometime during the year to see him, and I just got to be careful what I say to him. Now, in my dream, why he asked me out to dinner, I don't know. So, okay.
Excuse me, Patty. I seem to misunderstood you. You call your book Pasquale?
Well, it's called Pasquale and Patrizia, the serendipity of two soulmates who are forever connected to each other. And I go, like, throughout the book, how whatever I do, he follows. Like, whatever things have happened.
So, in essence, he's your imagination.
What?
In essence,
no,
he's your imagination.
What
You're creating
mean?
A character, correct?
No, this is a real guy.
No, it's a real guy. It's a retired baseball player who I call Pasquale in my dream because I don't have his permission to use his real name. He knows about the book, okay? I went to an autograph event back in 2011, 2012. I gave him a copy of my manuscript. In January 2012... I asked him if anybody publishing world. He says no, but then he says I'll try to help you, which he never did. But to me, that's telling me he was okay with the book. Now, when I had that dream back in February, I was just shocked in my dream, and I said to myself, oh, I just like next time I see him, I better be careful what I say to him because I don't want to piss him off. That's a warning. Then, 2 months later, I had a dream that I saw him at a bar with a group of people. And all of a sudden, I leave the bar with his World Series ring, which he has won a World Series. He has two World Series rings. So I had a dream. I had one of them, and I left. Okay. In May, right before Memorial Day, I saw online that he's going to have an autograph show, a free autograph event, and I'm going to go. Now, and then this morning I had a dream that my mother and I went to go see him and my mother made cutlets and pasta for him. My main concern is that dream that I had about him that he got mad. You know, he asked me out to dinner and I said to him, why? And he got mad. He got mad that I said, why? Now, I don't want to piss him off when I see him. What do you think those three dreams that I had mean? Is he going to be nice to me when I see him next week?
Honestly, I think it's your subconscious pushing you to finish the book.
Okay.
I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really bugging you, and subconsciously, while you're in dream time, it's a way for your spirit world to push you into finishing what you know you should have finished a while ago.
Honestly, I believe, and you might not appreciate what I'm saying to you, but I'm telling you the truth. There's worthiness issues inside yourself that's delaying this because it should have already been done. And I feel like there's a part of you that's afraid of success. If you really were that gung-ho about success, you've already would have been way past this. But you're allowing too many excuses and situations to keep you from finishing your book and just to be done with it. But you're constantly in the creating stage, the gathering stage, rather than just the accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to, like, just, you know, put the nose to the grindstone and do what it takes. You're overanalyzing every little move way too much. And you want to know something? There's a lot of people guilty of what it is that you're doing also. And, right. You know, you're going to remain stuck until you say, you know what, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to accomplish.
Yes, I agree.
You know, why is it that after 3 years of writing this book and still staying where you're at, that, you know, you're not further than where you are right now? Now, I'm not trying to discourage you from completing whatever it is you want to complete as far as, well, this book. But,
well, as time has gone by, more stuff was added to the book. That's like, I asked God if I should write this book or not. And then things happen, like, I got to add this to the book. I got to add this book. And there's a lot of stuff since I spoke to you. I was in Bordeaux, France back in 2012. A year later, Pasquale goes to Spain. And I was in, I did an Alzheimer's walk, and I met somebody from Granada, Spain, on his birthday, which was the day of the Alzheimer's walk. I found out a week later, he was in Granada, Spain 3 days before his birthday. And he was on a wine tour at that time. And I was in Bordeaux, France, just there early. I was in wine country, and then he goes on a wine tour in Spain, which he was supposed to visit his grandparents. He wanted to see where his grandparents immigrated from. That's why his trip to Spain was that reason. And I didn't know that while I was in Bordeaux, I found out while I was in Bordeaux that I was very close to Spain. So I had to write this in the book, because this is great to add this in the book. Okay, like my brother gets married in 2000, last year, and just recently Pasquale's daughter got married. So his daughter just got engaged at the same time my brother, you know, said, whatever I do, he follows. So I said, I got to add this to the book right now.
Patty, let me ask you something. What inspired you wanting to write a book about this baseball player?
Okay, it started off that I thought it had to do with his mother. So as time went on in 2013.
All right, so what is it about the overall message that you find so inspiring? Obviously, you have an obsession with him of some sort, of why you're writing this, because you're living in this world of Patty's world, and you know, you're not accomplishing, you're in the doing, you're in the looking, you're in the searching, and you're not getting past that stage.
I think by this time already, Patty, that you have gathered enough information to successfully complete the book. I mean, this could go on for as long as he lives. You know,
there's always going to be more stuff to write.
Absolutely.
And if anything, that could be for your following chapters.
Right.
It could be your sequel, and, you know, but you need to stop just, you know, procrastinating.
Make it into a conclusion at this point.
Exactly.
Because don't forget, if you're not an accomplished writer, if this is your first book, people are not going to want to read a 700 or 800 page book about one person. They're going to pick it up. They're going to want to get through it and then go to another book.
There's
got to
be
juice. Go to another chapter. Go to another book that you wrote, or go to another chapter of this.
All right. It's like whatever. I'm going to go through this whole book while I'm on vacation. Add what I need to add, and that's it. Whatever. You know, because his daughter got married, that's why I got to write the book.
And speaking of wrapping up, folks, we have to take a commercial right now, but we will be right back. And Patty,
my question
thank
is,
you so much for calling. God bless you, and good luck on your book.
Will he be nice to me when I see him next week?
It all depends on your approach. Come to him softly and not boldly.
All
right, everybody, we
got to
go.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed
guest on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.